gosh, come in, come in, come in, come in. No, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Just throw it on the floor. Oh my god, you're gonna be soaked. Hurry up, get in here. Of course you would pick the day that it's raining a fucking shitstorm out there to come over. I know you come over every Friday for our weekly movie sessions. Did you bring the beer? Oh, yes. Oh, and you brought some whiskey too. Okay. I knew I liked having you around for some reason, huh? Oh my goodness, you're fucking soaked. You're probably freezing. Okay, take off your clothes. What? I said take off your clothes, and I'm going to bring you a change of clothes. Well, I have a whole bunch of shit from my brothers and my dad. Yeah, I've got like a sweatshirt somewhere that's like a 3X probably. I mean, it should fit you. My dad's a little bit bigger than you, but it should be fine. And I got some sweatpants too that, sorry, but sometimes I lounge in. Oh, yes, if you do want to know, sometimes I do come in them. Okay, you know what? You're a fucking dick for asking me that. Just. Well, yes, you do know me better than anybody else, and that's why you made that quip, you little fuck. No, I will not stop playfully pushing you, okay? I do whatever I want, because I'm your best friend. Well, you've been letting me get away with, let me see, absolutely everything under the sky and moon and stars and sun for the last, I don't know, 20 years, so why change now? Don't fix something that's not broken. Okay, are you going to take off your clothes or not? Okay, if you're shy, then just give me like 2 seconds. I'll go fetch you that sweatshirt and those sweatpants, and then you can go into the bathroom. You act like I've never seen a dick before. Fucking. It should be somewhere over here. There we go. Okay. Here you have it. Yes, you know where the bathroom is, so just do whatever you need to do. Whatever. I'm going to go sit on the couch. I'm going to crack open a beer. I'm going to get a frosty mug, put these in there, and I'm going to bring out the delicious homemade pizza that I baked myself. Yes, sir. Hurry the fuck up. Yes, I'm glad to see that you're cozy. Now hurry up and get in here. Yes. No, I'm not moving my legs. Just lift them up and sit under them. Oh, my feet are not gross and stinky. I just showered before you got here. Stop. Stop. Just sit down. Sit down and put them on your lap. Oh, come on. Stop being so annoying. No, I don't have anything bigger. Stop complaining. It fits you just fine. Oh, Really? Are you gonna start with this again? Stop. I hate it when you do this. Oh, what? When you do this, when you're self-deprecating and calling yourself a fat fuck, you are not allowed to do that under my roof, okay? No, it's not true. Listen, both of us are a little on the large side, okay? And do I need to remind you every single fucking time that you tell me that it doesn't matter that I'm a big girl? Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? It's not that it doesn't matter that you're a big guy. It's awesome that you're a big guy. And it's fucking great. And I don't ever want to hear you talk shit about yourself ever again. I will punch you. Nobody can talk bad about my best friend except for me. Stop. No, tickle me. Stop. I'm serious. No, absolutely not. Okay, name one thing that you think is undesirable about being you. Woe is me. Really? You think that the fact that you are twice as large as most of the girls that you date, you think that's a bad thing? You think that's not something women want? You're a fucking idiot. I love you, but you're a fucking idiot. No, absolutely not. It's wonderful. Women love feeling small. Even when they don't love feeling small, they still love you for whoever you are. And if they're attracted to you, they're attracted to you no matter what. You actually got this stupid idea of what the perfect guy is. And people are just attracted to others for different reasons, you know? Like, you're attractive for different reasons than Bobby or Jimmy or Eric or Jason or Zach. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. They're all just so cute. You can't blame me for thinking that most of our friends are cute. I mean, we are a very attractive group. And that includes you in it, okay? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear any more of this stupid shit about you being a big boy or whatever. Just own it. You're handsome. You're sweet. You're smart. You're funny. I mean, you're fucking perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. Stop. Don't give me shit for that. And don't make me regret saying that to you. I'm being honest and I'm being serious. I really wish you could see yourself the way I see you. Well, you tell me that all the time. I don't see why it should be any different with you. Oh, just because I'm saying it, you have to discredit it. You fucking dick. Okay, well, if you're not going to pay attention to me, and if you're not going to believe what I say, then the next time you tell me that I am being self-deprecating and that I am not a Sasquatch and more like an Amazon, I won't listen to you. How about that? You are not like Sasquatch. You are like the mountain. Mm-hmm. Why did I say it like that? So dreamy. Well, because you are. You are so dreamy. Look at you. You're tall. You have monumentous shoulders. You have a strong, handsome face with lovely eyes that are so very expressive, and you have just the loveliest lips, and they are so very inviting. When you smile, and when you smirk, and when you bite them, and just the way they move whenever you speak, and you have a lovely chest where you have a lovely heart, and it's so strong. You have such a broad chest that's also very lovely. It's a lot of surface area. Well, you tell me that you like my surface area, so. No. I think it's wonderful. I think it's very cute that you have all of that hair. It's very manly. I like it. It's very Logan, very Wolverine. You know, it's kind of like Geralt of Rivia. I am not making fun of you. It's wonderful, just the way it is. And you have those nice, thick arms. And, oh my goodness, don't even get me started about your hands and your fingers. Why? Why am I looking at your fingers like that? You've got to be kidding me. If you really can't guess what I'm thinking right now. You can't? Well, I am not going to spoil all of your musings. And your speculation. But I will say that you have the most lovely, long, thick fingers that, oh, any girl would be lucky to have inside her. Anyway, moving on from that. Oh, you want to stay on that talking point? Well, too bad. I'm done with it. Moving on. Apart from very, very lovely hands, you have the sweetest, yummiest tummy. I don't care that you don't like it. I love it. I love it when you give me a hug and I can feel your tummy on my tummy and my titties. It's comforting. Yes, it's comforting to feel your tummy on my titties sometimes. I don't know. I just like it. It's cozy. It's sweet. It gives me a feeling of warmth, and it's been the same tummy that I've hugged and the same tummy that I've laid my head on for better part of a decade now. If I didn't like it, I would have told you. It is very comfy. It's a nice, yummy pillow. Yes. And you have amazing thighs. Let me just tell you, your thighs rival my thighs. There's nothing wrong with having thick thighs. You've told me several times that thick thighs save lives. Or are you just lying to make me feel better about my thunder thighs? Oh my gosh, I do remember that. That one time we got into that grappling match when we were drunk in college. And I clamped my thighs around your head. And you thought I was going to squish it like a watermelon. I definitely remember that, yeah. Oh, good times. Really? That wasn't the enjoyable part. There was a part of that was enjoyable, but it wasn't almost dying. Okay, well. I'm pretty sure Zach told me that you weren't begging for mercy. I think he told me that you were saying that this is the way you want to go. Admit it. Stop. Okay, well, anyway, you have lovely thighs, and the fact that they're nice and thick is perfect to sit on your lap. And let's not even talk about those calves of yours, because amazing. There are girls who are jealous of your calves. See what I mean? Every part of you is just perfect. Just the way that it is. Just the way that you are. All of it is lovely and sexy. And I feel like I spent way too long on that. And I've just embarrassed myself at this point. No. Oh, you want to hear more? Okay. Well, don't let me get in the way of your ego now. Making your head grow bigger than the fucking room. Seriously? Really, you didn't know that this is how I felt about you? I'm sorry, are you blind or just fucking stupid? I'm kidding, stop, don't tickle my foot. Stop. I did just call you stupid, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it hurtfully. Well, why have I never told you this before? I have several times, not all at once, but I mean, you've got to know, right? What do I mean that you've got to know? Know what? Oh my goodness. You are just a fucking oblivious potato, aren't you? Wow. Oh my goodness. I don't understand how somebody who's so intelligent could also be so stupid. I guess if it isn't obvious, I'm a total fangirl of yours. No, that's not what I mean, okay? Yes, I've been your biggest cheerleader throughout the years because I'm your best friend and I support you in everything, but I really am a fangirl. I'm like, you know, your groupie. But like the groupie that's always there at every concert and never gets to fuck the rock star. Yeah. That is definitely something I've thought about. And yes, I do sound a little bit annoyed at that because Well, let's just say that this groupie has wanted to fuck the rock star for a very long time and has been waiting for the rock star to notice her, but it just seems like he doesn't. Okay. You want me to be less cryptic? Well, I guess I am just gonna have to throw subtlety out of the window. I have had the biggest crush on you for at least the last decade, and you just never really seem to notice. Or, worse yet, you just don't feel the same way, so you ignore it. No, I'm being completely serious. I'm in love with you, and I have been for a while now. And I know that you pretty much just see me as another one of the boys, but I am a lot of woman, and I would love the opportunity to show you just what that means. Yeah. You look absolutely surprised, and I don't know if I should take that as a good thing or a bad thing. Well, by the looks of it, with those covers that you just pushed off of your lap, I would say that's an invitation. Is it? Well, I've never been one not to take an opportunity when it's given. I can't believe I'm doing this right now. Doing what? Straddling your lap. Right over your hard cock. No. That was a part of you that I really couldn't talk much about because I've only imagined it. I've never gotten the chance to actually see it. From what I'm grinding up against, I can tell it's very, very lovely. Oh, yeah, I can tell. I can tell by the way it feels against my wet pussy. Yeah, I bet it could just slide right in. It would probably be a perfect fit, don't you think? Why are you holding my hips? Why do you want me to stop? I thought you wanted this. Of course I want this. I'm the one that's triumphing your cock. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'll stop. What is that? No. No, it's not on impulse. I've wanted this so fucking bad for so long. You have no idea. Yes. Yes, it's because I love you. Yeah? You love me too? Oh, fuck. I could just kiss you right now. Yeah. Oh, fuck. It's even better than I imagined. Fucking perfect. And I am going to enjoy this perfect body. That I now have all to myself. And I'm gonna start by exploring the one part of you that I haven't seen yet. Oh, that is if I can rip myself away from these lips. Oh, so good. But I really, really, really want to explore that one part. I haven't explored yet. I love these lips. I love this jaw. I love this neck. I love this chest, this heart. This perfect tummy. I love everything about it. And here. we get to these thighs. I love the left one and the right one. And I am just about to find out just how much I love what's between them. Move your hips up a little bit so I can slide down. These sweatpants. fuck. Your cock is even more perfect than I ever dreamed it would be. I've been wanting to do this for so fucking long. Well, I was hoping that maybe one day we could both get drunk and I could accidentally fall mouth first on your cock. No. No, somehow that didn't seem right. To want it. As badly as I did. I wanted you to give me a chance to show you what you're missing. To show you. What my little mouth can do. You've thought about it too. Is it anything like you imagined? My lips around your cock. And your cock down my throat. What you thought it would be like? Very best friend. suck your dick. I want to milk the cum out of you. I want to suck it all out. You don't want that? You don't want to come on my warm, wet mouth? So you don't want to come in my warm, wet mouth because you want to come in my warm, wet pussy. Why not both, sweetheart? Why not both? All right. I'll take it easy. Yeah. I think I'll just climb my way back onto your lap. Like I was before. My goodness. I am just dripping spit everywhere. Down my chin, down my neck. It's all over my shirt. I think I better take it off, don't you? Yeah, I am. I think that's probably the best idea. Oh, that's better. You act like you've never seen a pair of tits in your life before. Not a perfect pair of tits, thank you. Do you like them? Yeah, I do have some pretty big nipples, but I just like to think that they're better to suck on. Yes, I think we should test that theory. That's a pretty good question. How do I like them licked? Well, I like that. You do it right now. That's pretty good. Just a little more biting. That's just right. Just a little rougher. Just like that. Sweetheart, you're doing great. It just feels really good. You're up my clit. Suck up my nipples like that.
feels so good.
Yeah, just tug harder. Yeah. Oh, suck harder now. Yeah, that's good. No, I'm not gonna need you to eat me up. My pussy's definitely wet enough and ready for you. Yeah. Oh, it's been ready since I started sucking your dick. Oh my, that is an excellent idea. I think I should just ease my way down. Two. Lovely cock of yours. Yeah. Just slowly. Let you fill me completely. Until you're all the way in. And I can feel that your cock inside me. Yeah, it does feel so good. I'm just gonna start. Moving. A little bit more now. Yeah. Just enough to get a good little bounce on. Oh, fuck. Out of all the times that I've imagined riding your cock, I never thought that I'd get to do it on my couch. That's perfect. Just guide my hips down with your hands like that. That's good. That's so good. Oh, sweetheart. This is even better. Than I've ever fantasized before. Oh my god. Are you moving your hips up? To me. To me, my thrust. My god. Yes. I told you were perfect. I told you. Look at how fucking wet you made me. Fuck. Look at how wet. Your body made me. You're perfect. Big. Beautiful body. Look. And your perfect cock. Yeah. You can go harder. Get harder. Oh, fuck. Amazing. Incredible, and I'm so glad that I told you how I really felt about you. Nope, I am not getting off of your lap. Yeah, I just wrap my arms around you like this and lay my head on the crook of your neck. Just snuzzle my nose. You smell nice. No, it's not just the smell of sex. You smell like you. Smells like home. Yeah, that feels good. Your arms around me, drawing little circles on my back. Yeah, it's perfect.